Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. This year, I wanted to be a little more organized than usual, and so I chose my topic very early in the year. And the subject that I wanted to share with the devotees was the pastime of Agasura and the pastime of Lord Brahma and his bewilderment. When I started to read the chapters connected with this particular Leela, I first of all discovered that it was a very, very controversial subject matter within the Vaishnava world. There were two main reasons for this. One reason is because some Vaishnava commentators felt that Krishna was seen to be giving liberation too liberally, that he was giving liberation to Putana, and she was a witch, and he was giving liberation to Agasura, who really hadn't done anything nice. Another reason was because Brahmaji is bewildered. So there were certain sentiments of Vaishnava sampradayas that didn't appreciate the idea that their founder, Acharya, should become bewildered. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis who have followed him as his direct inspiration and voices, they do not share this discomfort. In fact, Srila Jiva Goswami, in his Tattva Sandarbha, he refutes these arguments and he says, in these three chapters, the extraordinary greatness of bhakti, devotees and the Lord, and the realization by the special mercy of the Lord is presented. This is very confidential and is presented in explanations of the devotees. So immediately I was feeling quite astonished because there are secrets in this pastime that only through the lips and the realization of our exalted commentators on the Srimad Bhagavatam will you ever find them out. Just by a mere reading of the text, although it is transcendental, you will not come necessarily to these very subtle and important conclusions. He said, each word, each sentence and topic in this pastime, from the beginning till the end, is filled with more wonder than anything else previous. The pastime can only be understood by those with devotion. For fear of lengthening the discussion, nothing more will be said. So, I was thinking more and more as I was preparing whether this was going to be an easy presentation or a difficult one. I had started out with the idea that the Brahma Vimohan Leela is quite simple, straightforward, and Agasura is a story that I have told to children through many, many years. So this should be quite a straightforward and easy thing to present. I was astonished how difficult it was. Perhaps it was the most difficult subject matter to approach that I have done in all the retreats. And last year I presented the Rasa Leela, which is the highest subject matter. So I was thinking that would be difficult, but this was far more difficult. So let us begin to hear as Brahmaji heard. Hearing the remarkable glorification, this is after Agasura was killed, Brahmaji quickly came from his abode and he saw Krishna, and seeing the glory of Krishna in giving liberation to a demon, seeing what he had not seen anywhere before, he was amazed by the power of Krishna's touch. The demon became successful. So I thought this is really relevant to us, because these persons who raised objection in the past were exalted, cultured, strictly following Vaishnavas. And here we are, coming from all parts of the world, all different cultures, all different backgrounds, some of us quite refined, and some of us struggling along in our understanding of Krishna, bhakti, and Krishna's mercy. So I thought to myself that this may be a very welcomed pastime for many of you. I wish to keep this very short, but let me read to you one last quote from Srila Prabhupada himself. This is also very important, so please listen carefully. So one who has got intelligence, they will try to enter into the pastimes, transcendental pastimes of the Lord, either as a cowherd boy, or a servant, or a flower, or a tree, or the water of the Jamuna, or the land, or the father and mother, or conjugal lover. Or it may be as an enemy, as Bakasura, Putana, and Agasura. They were also blessed because they are acting with Krishna. This is the sum and substance, said Srila Prabhupada, of Vrindavan Leela. So he's giving a wide range of ways to enter into Krishna's pastimes by the land, the trees, the water. You can be a demon and enter into Krishna's pastimes. They are all blessed because they are acting with Krishna. This is the sum and substance of Vrindavan Leela. Krishna comes, he exhibits his Leela in Vrindavan just to attract the conditioned souls like ourselves who are engaged in false Leela, temporary Leela, or hellish Leela. Krishna wants to save us. The propensity is there. Krishna says, not here in the material world. This is perverted. You should come to me. But the Mayavadis, so sometimes Srila Prabhupada uses this word Mayavadi, and in one place he says Mayavadi means materialist. It means somebody who believes what they can judge and measure and calculate with their senses, and they say there is nothing more than that. So our scientists, exalted as they may be in their knowledge, they are surely Mayavadis by this definition. In so many cases. So you come to me, he says, but the Mayavadis, because they have a poor fund of knowledge, they think, oh, if again there is Leela, there is sporting, there is dancing, so all that is here, then it must be Maya. In their poor fund of knowledge, their brain cannot accommodate that Krishna's Leela and the Leela here are not the same. Not the same. They think that when there is Leela, when there is interaction, when there is love, when there is exchange, they think this must be Maya or material. Therefore, they are called Mayavadi. Their idea is that liberation means minus this Leela. No more Leela. Simply stop everything. So sometimes I find myself also thinking like that, I must admit. But I catch myself whenever I can, and I try again to turn my attention from this world with all its important and pressing and real issues towards the world of spirit, towards the world of Krishna. What is Krishna doing? What does he like? Who are his friends? Where does he live? What does he like to eat? So when we come here to Giriraj's side, we have a wonderful support and guidance there, because he radiates blessings to anyone who comes here. As Maharaj said, even if you come to Vrindavan and you do nothing but sleep, you will still make advancement just by touching the dust of this place. So everybody who has come here has not come just to sleep. And I'm very confident that you are going to make the best of your time here by the side of Giriraj. And Krishna's pastimes with Lord Brahma may be of great illumination and help to you. This is my prayer, this is my intention, and I hope to see as many of you as are capable coming in the evening to hear this Leela, which is quite intellectual in the Bhagavatam, condensed into the form of, you could say, like a story, so that it's very digestible and very, very sweet. So thank you. Hare Krishna.